You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
It's easy to believe in the value of a four-year college degree if you start from such a place of few opportunities as young Istel Amakali Tejeda. But what about people paying the full tuition bill to send their kids to college? Is a credential at the end of the day worth that price of admission? Sean Gallagher is the author of The Future of University Credentials, New Developments at the Intersection of Higher Education and Hiring. He's the chief strategy officer at Northeastern University. He says the hallowed brands of some top-tier colleges are going to face reality checks in the future, and other institutions without such reputation brands are going to find themselves out in the cold.
For the most part, the constructs that we have today when we think about brand and reputation and prestige and outcomes for students, I think are fairly consistent with people's perception, but there's a tremendous amount of variety with these credentials. We talk about degrees and even colleges and universities like they're commodities, but you can major in so many different types of program. You can attend so many different types of institution. We have more than 4,000 degree-granting universities in the U.S. So until you dig in and study it and look at the data, even if you're an employer making a hiring decision, if you haven't studied how individuals that went to school X versus school Y perform, which is what they're beginning to do today in the era of big data, it's hard to really say what institution is better. You're starting to see more data on performance and people's career paths end up accessible and transparent. And the question is really, will that transparency begin to erode some of the shortcuts that we take when we think about what is quality or what does the brand behind a certain degree mean?
What is the challenge for a parent in trying to determine the importance of the reputation of a school and how it relates to the specific character of their child and then how much they want to pay? How different is that from the employer making a similar kind of decision?
I think they both have similar decisions. On the employer side, they have the benefit of seeing many different individuals who have come through their organization, perhaps, that have degrees from a given institution. And so there's a pattern there of performance, whereas with an individual, with a family, that's really one of maybe a handful of college enrollment decisions that they'll make. And in both cases, there's more data to turn to. There's more third parties and different types of evaluation. But certainly it's a very important choice.
Can consumers empower themselves with all of this data, or is it going to really be the emergence of some kind of authority figure that takes this data and turns it into something that consumers can use?
Right now it's in the early stages. The federal government has launched a college scorecard in the last year or two, so that's an interesting effort. There's continually more and more higher education rankings arrangements and publications that are getting into that game. And then you can also look at the data on its own in terms of what people are earning and where they went to school, and through platforms like LinkedIn actually follow people's career paths. So there's no turning back that we're headed in a direction where there's much more information that's accessible and to consider. But given the fact that we're talking about an experience that people invest many years in typically, even if they're doing something short form, a credential, the degree that you earn becomes part of your identity. And so it's not like a quick consumer decision or even something big like a car or a home purchase. This is something that most people only do a few times in their life if they're at college to begin with.
Are institutions of higher learning able to disengage the brick-and-mortar experience of going to college for 4 years as an undergraduate? Just to use that example, you could also talk about master's and PhD programs as well. Disengage that brick-and-mortar experience from the just getting of the degree by various other means, so online, night school, various other ways of getting the same kinds of information. Are they doing that, or do people have to figure that out on their own?
That's where a great deal of the innovation is happening. And in the future, even with a traditional residential campus experience for an 18 or 19-year-old, you'll see much more online woven into it. But it's important to remember that there are aspects of the face-to-face experience and interaction, as we see in so many parts of our lives, where we can do things digitally, but there's a connectivity, and in many cases, people prefer to actually interact with individuals in real time, where that traditional experience will be changing, especially in terms of professional education and lifelong learning and advanced degrees. Online education has become much more accepted. If we look back 10 or 15 years, it was still seen as relatively new. One of the interesting statistics is of all the graduate education enrollment in the United States as we sit here today, one-third of it is delivered through online study. And so that's crept up a few percentage points each year to where it's now very much mainstream. And over the last year or two, especially, you've seen even the most elite and conservative institutions start to develop online offerings.
So how much of all of this, and thinking very generally now, allows us to better or perhaps not so much answer the question, is the amount I'm paying for tuition worth it? What would you advise?
In terms of tuition, I think there's more data on return on investment. Return on investment and that idea from being a consumer and out of business is really something that's driving the dialogue about higher education at all levels. And increasingly, I think we'll be able to see if I did a certain type of program from a certain type of institution, and this was my major, or this is what I focused on, here's what the likely outcomes could be for me, because we're able to look across the economy at how that kind of experience turned out for other people. It's really exciting that we have all this potential disruption and these technologies and new business models, many of them out of Silicon Valley and elsewhere, that can really change the game. But it's still very early in terms of how this is evolving.
Sean Gallagher is the author of The Future of University Credentials, and he's Chief Strategy Officer at Northeastern University. Thanks so much, Sean.
Thank you.